Unit 9. Exercise 14. Read. Snakes Alive.
When 14-year-old Kate first saw the boa constrictor in a pet shop, it was just a few centimetres long. She was very small, and I could hold her in my hand, said Kate. I always wanted an exotic pet, and I had just enough money to buy her. My parents weren't very happy, but I persuaded them. I called my snake Sophia. Sophia lived in a tank in the sitting room, but Kate took her out every day for some exercise. Sophia enjoyed exploring all the corners of the room. As the weeks passed, Sophia grew bigger and bigger. One Friday, when Kate checked Sophia's tank, she saw that the snake wasn't there. I looked everywhere, said Kate. Under the bed, in the cupboard, behind the bookcase, and under the TV. Then I noticed that one of the windows was open. Kate looked for Sophia for a long time, but with no luck. I can't find her, she thought desperately. She could be somewhere outside. The next evening, Kate's best friend Lizzie was staying the night in the spare bed in Kate's room. Lizzie was getting into bed when she suddenly screamed. There's something cold and alive in my bed, she said. Kate pulled the duvet back. There, curled up happily, was Sophia. Well, you can understand her, said Kate. It was the warmest place in the house. After Sophia's adventure, Kate and her parents decided that Sophia was now too big to keep as a pet, and they gave her to the local zoo. Kate visits her every Sunday and says that Sophia is very happy in her new home.